Enoch took a stroll one day with the master, just him and the Lord alone. He got so close to the portals of heaven that God just led him on home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. I struggled over mountains, walked through some valleys. I thought I would never see dawn, but the one who said, I'll never forsake you, is the one that's leading me home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. I struggled over mountains, walked through some valleys, I thought I would never see dawn. But the one who said, I'll never forsake you, is the one that's leading me home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. There Jesu am Kreuz singen glauben erblickt, wird Tag zu derselbigen Stund. Drum blick nur auf ihn, denn der Vater geschickt, der einst auch für die war verwundt. Sieh, in der See, wer Jesu am Kreuz im Glauben erblickt, wird heil zu derselbigen Stund. Auch hat nicht dein Jesus getragen die Schuld, gebildet am Kreuz auch für dich. Auch floss nicht sein Blut voller Barmen der Hut, Erlösung für dich und für mich. Sieh, wer Jesus am Kreuz in Glauben erblickt, wird Herz zu derselbigen Stund. Dein Weinen und deine Gebet sind es nicht, womit du mich Gott wirst versehen. Das Blut deines Heilands befreit von Gericht, erreiche mich Gnade, die Kräht. Sieh, in der See, wer Jesus am Kreuz in Glauben erblickt, der Heil zu derselbigen Stund. O zweifle nicht länger, o glaub es gewiss, du hast nun sonst nichts mehr zu tun. Dein Jesus ertrat auch für dich in den Riss, in ihm kannst du ewiglich ruhen. Sieh, in der See, wer Jesus am Kreuz in Glauben erblickt, wird Heil zu derselbigen Stund. Whoever sees Jesus by faith on the cross will be saved and no longer be lost. Therefore look only to him whom the Father has sent, who was once wounded for you. See, sinners, see, whoever sees Jesus by faith on the cross will be saved and no longer be lost. Oh, did not your Jesus bear all of the blame on the cross for you on that day? Oh, did not his blood fill a merciful grace for redemption for you and for me? See, sinners, see, whoever sees Jesus by faith on the cross will be saved and no longer be lost. Your crying and prayers did remain you to God. It is only the blood of the Lamb that was shed at Calvary from judgment can save. It is he who crowns me with his grace. See, sinners, see, whoever sees Jesus by faith on the cross will be saved and no longer be lost. Oh, doubt it no longer, oh, believe it for sure. There is nothing else you can do. Your Jesus also slept into the gap, and him you can rest blissfully. See, sinners, see, whoever sees Jesus by faith on the cross will be saved and no longer be lost. So take it with joy what Jesus has done. He gives you eternal salvation. Oh, believe it with certainty, oh, seize it today, so that it can be your eternal part. See, sinners, see, whoever sees Jesus by faith on the cross will be saved and no longer be lost. I will meet you in the morning, just inside Eastern Gate. Oh, be ready, faithful pilgrim, lest when you will be too late. I will meet you just inside Eastern Gate over there. I will meet you in the morning over there. If you hasten off to glory, linger near the Eastern Gate, for I'm coming in the morning, so you'll not have long to wait. I will meet you just inside Eastern Gate over there. I will meet you in the morning over there. Keep your limbs all trimmed and burning for the bridegroom watch and wait. He'll be with us in the morning, just inside Eastern Gate. I will meet you. I will meet you. Just inside Eastern Gate over there. I will meet you. I will meet you. I will meet you in the morning over there. Oh, the joy of that great meeting with the saints before us wait. He'll be with us at that meeting just inside Eastern Gate. I will meet you. I will meet you just inside Eastern Gate over there. I will meet you. I will meet you. I will meet you in the morning over there. Keep your limbs all trimmed and burning for the bridegroom watching away. He'll be with us in the morning just inside Eastern Gate. I will meet you. I will meet you just inside Eastern Gate over there. I will meet you. I will meet you. I will meet you in the morning over there. I dreamt of a city called Glory, so bright and so fair. When I entered the gates, I cried, holy. The angels all met me there. They carried me from mansion to mansion. And oh, the sights I saw. But I said, I want to see Jesus, the one who died for all. Then I bowed on my knees and cried, holy, holy, holy. I clapped my hands and sang, glory, glory to the Son of God. I bowed on my knees and cried, holy, holy, holy. Then I clapped my hands and sang, glory, glory to the Son of God. As I entered the gates of that city, my loved ones knew me well. They took me down the streets of heaven. The saints were too many to tell. I saw Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Talk with Mark and Timothy. But I said, I want to see Jesus, 'cause he's the one who died for me. Then I bowed on my knees and cried, holy, holy, holy. I clapped my hands and sang, glory, glory to the Son of God. I bowed on my knees and cried, holy, holy, holy. Then I clapped my hands and sang, glory, glory to the Son of God. I talked when I saw my Savior, oh glory to God. I just fell right down before him, singing praise to the name of the Lord. I bowed down and worshiped Jehovah, my friend of Calvary, for I wanted to give praise to Jesus for saving a sinner like me. Then I bowed on my knees and cried, Holy, holy, holy. I clap my hands and sing glory, glory to the Son of God. I bowed on my knees and cried, Holy, holy, holy. Then I clap my hands and sing glory, glory to the Son of God. I thought when I saw my Savior, oh glory to God. I just fell right down before Him, singing praise to the name of the Lord. I bow down and worship Jehovah, my friend of Calvary. For I wanted to give praise to Jesus for saving a sinner like me. Then I bowed on my knees and cried, Holy, holy, holy. I clap my hands and sing glory, glory to the Son of God. I bowed on my knees and cried, Holy, holy, holy. Then I clap my hands and sing glory, glory to the Son of God. Until you know that loving hand that reaches down to fallen man and picks him up above the plant where he is trod. Until you know just how it feels to know that God is really real. You know nothing until you know the love of God. Until you know that loving hand that reaches down to fallen man and picks him up above the plant where he is trod. Until you know just how it feels to know that God is really real. You know nothing until you know the love of God. Until you know that loving hand that reaches down to fallen man and picks him up above the plant where he is strong. Until you know just how it feels to know that God is really real. You know nothing until you know the love of God.
Well, it's all about Jesus. No matter how you twist it or turn it or try to get away from it, it's always been, it's all about Jesus. God set it up to be that way. And it's not that hard. He did it all. All you got to do is trust Him. You must be born again. Mm-hmm. John chapter 3. Now a certain man, a Pharisee, named Nicodemus, who was a member of the Jewish ruling council, came to Jesus at night and said to Him, Rabbi, we know that You are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the miracles, signs that You do unless God is with him. See, He came to Jesus at night. He didn't want to be found out by the Pharisee council because they were the ruling Jewish council, and it was an invisible thing there. You didn't want to be identified with Jesus. It's the same today. They don't want to be identified with us. Well, we got the truth. You can come on board or you can go out to hell and death. Anyway, this Nicodemus, he came to Jesus, like you said. Came to Jesus at night, said to him, Rabbi, we know that you're a teacher who has come from God. For no one could perform the miracle signs that you do unless God is with him. Jesus replied, I tell you the solemn truth, unless a person is born from above, he cannot see the kingdom of God. That is the beginning of all beginnings. Unless you tell you solemn truth, unless a person is born from above, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he is old? He cannot enter his mother's womb and be born a second time. And Jesus answered, I tell you the solemn truth, unless a person is born of water and spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. What is born of flesh is flesh, and what is born of spirit is spirit. Mm-hmm. Be not amazed that I said to you, you must be born from above. The wind blows wherever it will, and you hear the sound it makes, but do not know where it comes from and where it is going. So it is with everyone that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus replied, how can these things be? Well, you know the story. But anyway, you must be born again, and in order to be born again, you got to do whatever, Acts 2 verse 38 says, because Jesus gave Peter, I give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. That's it. Now, in the day of Pentecost, Peter took those keys because the people were desperate. They had just crucified the Lord of glory, and Peter let them know it. That's what they did. He crucified the Lord of glory, and they were shocked in their heart. They didn't know what do we do now. He just said simply, repent, acknowledge what you did,
mm-hmm.
and then go and get baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the promise to you, to your children, and them that are far off. You get baptized for the remission of mm-hmm. your sins. That's the only way you can get your sins remitted. You just repent of your sin, and then you find somebody that will baptize you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. And then you'll receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost is going to lead you exactly where he led you and I. Lead you to the truth. Mm-hmm. This is the only place you'll find on planet Earth where you're going to find the truth. And I hate to have to say that, but it's the truth. That's why you and I, we have allowed ourselves to be led by the Spirit of the living God. And now here we got a promise for people. We got an oasis for people if they can only get themselves not to be allowed themselves to be intimidated and fear-mongered. Like here this Nicodemus fellow. He didn't want to be identified with Jesus. That's why he came to him at night. It's worded in such a way. He came to him at night because he did not want the rest of the Pharisee council to find out that he's been to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, it's the same thing to Satan. He fear-mongers people, intimidates them. Don't be identified with that Jesus guy. Don't be identified with Samuel or anyone. Here in this closing days of night, the Lord has given you and I a commission. If you can only get yourself on board, and then you will have an expectation. Because the God of heaven, he's been dealing with us all our life to bring a truth out here in these closing days of time, because he knew it's going to be very hard. So you'd have to find somebody that's got backbone, somebody that's not going to cave under the pressure. And he found you and I, and that's what we're doing. We're just found a way for people, a way of the truth of life, and we're just doing exactly what Brother Brennan was sent to do, to turn us back to the apostolic faith of our Father. We just have to tap into it. Behold, I'll send you Elijah the prophet to turn the hearts of the children back to the apostolic faith of our Father. And the apostolic faith was that early church. And then you go back and read the story. We're not some fly-by-night here. We just got the program right.
That's right. And it says, like, That's why it says, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. That's why there is a lot of people, they go through some kind of emotion of Christianity, of baptism, and they think they're Christians. See, but you have to be born again. If your spirit is not born again, that means you're going to stay the same human flesh.
Mm-hmm.
There's not going to be any change. But mm-hmm. if your spirit is born again, that change can start taking place. That's why when you see people that there's no change in them since when you've known them back in the day, it's because their spirit was never born again, so that the washing of the word can wash away all that fleshly nature in a person and make him into the image of the Lord Jesus Christ.
You got to receive it. It says all of that. He came unto his own. He came to these Nicodemus people, and he came to his own. And as many as received, but they received him not. They just they crucified him at the end of the day. But he said, as many as did receive him, he gave them the power to become the sons of God. See, you and I, when we heard about Jesus and that he must be born again, we just did a simple thing. We were very concerned. I went around like a zombie for 2 years. I wanted such tremendous conviction. That's what the Bible says. As many as received. And finally, I came to a dead end. I finally had to come to a place where I did receive the Lord Jesus Christ. And just that simple. And he says, as many as received them, to them did he give power to become the Son of God. Was I a Son of God right now? Right then and there, when I accepted, I was on the journey. I was at least born again. Then now the journey's up to me. What am I going to do? Am I going to allow myself to be intimidated by Satan and by these thugs, by these religious leaders? Or will I just continue on? Because he said, as many as receive, he give them the power to become the sons of God.
Mm-hmm.
Many as receive them. Heavenly Father, would you spread your word and just pray, help us to expound on the things that you've allowed us to see this morning, Lord, and just make it out so crystal clear, so plain, Lord, that we're just not some fly by night. We just take our salvation serious. We take your word serious, Lord, and that's why we are where we are today, because at one time we read your word and we took it very serious, and you woke us up every morning at time to time. He woke us up and to read your word, and we stuck with that, and we saturated ourselves with the word of God, and then after reading it, we found out some things that we never knew before, because we just believed your word, and we just want to be led and guided by that of your word, even though it took us a lifetime to get to where we are today, Lord. And finally, we found that oasis, we found the truth in these closing days of time. We found the ministry of that Brother Branham. We found the ministry of Brother Jackson. We found the voice of that angel that you promised that you're going to send these seven angels throughout the grace age. And we happened to find out in these closing days of time that about that angel that you sent to the church age of Laodicea, Lord. And everything that we say is because of that angel that you sent to the church age of Laodicea. We're just grateful for each other, Lord, that you put us on this course, that you allowed us and trusted us with that commission to bring out the truth in these closing days of time and to deliver that living water, Lord. We just pray you open the hearts of the people that they'll see how serious an hour that we're living in now, Lord. We just pray you'll give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. You must be born again. That early church, they had it right down pat. Mm-hmm. There was no devil there yet. But see, the devil, what he does, he likes to mess things up. That's why it says, be sober, be vigilant. That's why Jesus warned us from time to time that we have an enemy out there. And that's what he does. He's a dirty shirt. He lost his position way back when the prehistoric age. He was loser. He was a good angel. But then when the test came, and like I keep saying over and over again, this planet that we're on here now, all of this is a laboratory to test you and I to see if we're going to be found worthy to go into that eternal age, where it'd be joy unspeakable, full of glory throughout eternity, the eternal life. But see, we got to go through this testing time here. People don't know that, but see, God has given us the Holy Spirit, God has given us, and then he said he'll lead and guide us into all truth. And all you got to do is be obedient, because he's got a place for us. He's got this word honest for us. But when I look back and I take inventory of my life, I can see exactly what the Lord is doing. Yeah, I'm kind of a slow learner. It takes me forever to finally blend into the things. It's all about, at the end of the day, the flesh does not want you to go on this journey, because the devil works through the flesh, through your five senses. Taste, smell, hear, all the senses he throws at you, and he uses them to divert you. And that's exactly what happens when you're born again, because that devil sees you and he knows exactly where your weak points are, and then you slip and you fall and you get up again, then you slip and you fall again and again, but you determine and bound to determine you'll never give up, you'll just keep on. If I get knocked down, I'll get up again. That's been the story of my life, and back and forth, and finally now here we come. The Lord brought us to the minister, Brother Branham, and then Brother Jackson, and we could see exactly what happened. See, that early church, they had it. And then Satan, he sends in these antichrists. Mm-hmm. Mess up the picture. And by the time 300 AD rolls around, he's got that old church world so confused and mm-hmm. so up in arms about against each other, what's right and what's wrong. And what he does, he saw that object. He saw that early church, how vibrant they were and how they converted that whole European world over there. That church is all over, and the whole world was ignited with Christianity there for the first 100 years. And then Satan, he's sitting in the back. How can I mess things up? How can I get this thing all twisted up? How can I hijack that Christianity thing? How can I hijack that water baptism? And Acts 2:38. So he sits back and he brings and these antichrists and he starts confusing the picture that they're up in arms and they got knives one on each other, and then before you know it, the Constantine, the Roman Emperor had to step in to settle the score. Mm-hmm. And he brings in his diabolical hide. Satan is behind driving this whole thing, and he brings in his diabolical phony, artificial, satanic water baptism, because Satan has an objective here. He wants to hijack that Acts 2:38 mm-hmm. thing, and 3:25 roll around. Here comes Constantine, and he lays the law down. From now on, everybody is going to have to get baptized in the titles of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. And see, that's how he did it. He did it so solemn. While men slept, Satan came in, just like Paul were. After we go off to sea, Satan will come in. And he's going to pollute and dilute the picture. And that's exactly what he did. Only took him 300 years to mm-hmm. get that church so riled up. And you can go read about the parable. Then along comes this woman and messes up the picture with that leavening the truth. And Paul said, anybody that preaches a different gospel than we have preached, let that man mm-hmm. be accursed. And here it comes for 2,000 years. The churches have perverted and polluted the very thing that early church set down straight. Acts 2 verse 30, water baptism in Jesus' name. That's why I say Satan has hijacked that whole thing. And for 2,000 years, when people come up to the age of accountability, they're supposed to bring the Lord a sacrifice. And see, Satan, he hijacked that thing, and now we got that Hutterite nation. What they do when they get up to about 20, about to the age of accountability, Satan delivers and he puts that card, that olive branch before them, that when they come up to a certain age, he gives them this phony, diabolical, satanic water baptism. And then he sends them out to hell and death with it. And mm-hmm. then he's got that order, I think, so polluted. That's why I get so worked up about these blind leaders of the blind, these Leonards and the Joe from Cyprus. They're so stupid, they don't even know whether they're coming or going. So they bring in and they multiply that deception, that phony, diabolical, satanic baptism. And see, it's all set up behind the scenes. by Satan, because when men slept, when the early apostles went to sleep, all the devil did for the last 2,000 years is pollute the picture that today you can't find your way. That's why God sent Brother Brown to turn us back to the truth. And then you and I, we happen to tap into it, and then God saw our makeup. He saw we're not going to buckle, we're not going to bend, we're not going to bow. He put us to the test, and he did everything. He allowed the devil to throw everything at us he could. And then finally, the Lord found us faithful and true. And then he said, who is then that faithful and wise servant to deliver that meat in due season? They found you and I faithful. And then he said, truly I tell you, I'll give him all, I'll put him in charge of all his goods. And he gives us the commission and the responsibility to deliver out that living water, and the over in Book of Revelation, come and drink out of the waters of life freely. If you can only get yourself to a place, get yourself worked out of that fear factor, then you're going to be able to implement this in your own life and your own family, and you're just going to tell your people, whoever is in charge, whoever is under your watch, plug into the Samuel Laurentian. It'll take you to that glorious marriage supper of the Lamb. Because if you're not plugged into this, you're not going anywhere. You're just going to have to suffer the consequences, because God has used you and I. He's raised us up, and he has prepared us for this very thing here in these closing days of time. And that's the only words that we have to say. We just go back to the things that have been taught mm-hmm. to us through the ministry of Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson. Right. We're just implementing and continuing on with the program. And mm-hmm. here, we're the only people that give you a truth, a hope of eternal life, because if you can only plug into this here truth, it will take you to the marriage supper of the Lamb, because it says, blessed is he that is athirst. Blessed is he that accepts the invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And blessed is he that heareth, let him say, come. He that is athirst, let him say, let him come and drink out of the waters of life. This is the only place you're going to hear the truth. You can go around the world 100 times. You won't find nothing that will tell you right to the day where we're living in time, because we got it direct from these two, from that angel, and then the angel took the vocal cord to Brother Brennan, and then he took the vocal cord to Brother Jake, and now he's looking for somebody that he can trust, and here he finds you and I trustworthy to deliver that meat to Susan and to roll out that living water. It's just that simple.
I was thinking of the scripture yesterday. There are so many people that think they're preachers out there, and you don't have to listen to them very long and to realize there's something wrong with their teaching. It's just, it doesn't take very long. And I was reminded of the scripture when Jesus was baptized down at the River of Jordan, when John the Baptist baptized him, and there came a dove down, and the Holy Spirit in the form of a dove, and God spoke, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm pleased to dwell in." And then that's where God invested all of his attribute into his only begotten Son, into the Lord Jesus Christ. And then he said, "Hear ye him."
Mm-hmm.
And that was what mankind needed to hear. Hear ye him. And when you will look at when Jesus was resurrected and he ascended up on high to send the Comforter, the gift of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, and then you can see that when you will go to the Book of Revelation, how when Jesus now you have the 7 candlesticks there, the 7 churches mm-hmm. throughout the grace age. And in the hand of Jesus, he had 7 stars. And those are the 7 stars that if you will read it, it will continue to say, "Hear ye them,"
mm-hmm.
who the God of heaven will use to speak through. Because in that star of that message for that church age is the message for the day and hour. And that's what people needed to hear and listen to. You can go right through the church ages and found that God had a vessel on earth mm-hmm. here that would speak that message, that star that Jesus was holding in his hand, that angel was speaking through that earthly vessel here on earth. And then you saw that Paul was the first church age messenger. He was that apostle to the Gentiles. And then mm-hmm. you can go down through history and found that in every church age, in every hour of time, that as the circumstances of time changed, that God had a message. And you can, Martin Luther there, he had the Reformation there because he had to once again pull the church out of darkness because of what, like you said, that water baptism that was so disputed. Since the 100, they already came in with all kinds of different teaching on water mm-hmm. baptism. Yeah. And then Constantine, the emperor, he changed it into law that the water baptism now is in the Trinity of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And that you can see that the Dark Ages came in, and then God had to bring it back out. He had to reform it. And then Martin Luther came, the just shall live by faith. See, the Catholics, they believe that salvation is earned. You have to earn your salvation. You have to pay penance for your salvation. And then God restored it. No, salvation is by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, what he did at Calvary. Nothing that you can do. There's nothing you can do to earn your salvation. It was purchased there at the cross of Calvary. And that's what was restored. And here, the other yesterday, I was listening to something that apparently in October the 31st in 1999, the Lutherans and the Anglicans and the Methodists and the Evangelicals, they came together and they signed a joint declaration of justification. See how the devil will always pull you back mm-hmm. if you don't move on in the Lord Jesus Christ. He will always pull you back. That's why they became harlots. That's why it says, come out of her, my people. If you're in that church system, that's who you're part of. See, the Lord called us out of the church's system. Mm-hmm. That's why it says, come out of her, my people. That mighty angel, there was a voice calling people out of these harlot systems. Mm-hmm. And we had to separate ourselves from all these church systems because they're connected right back to Roman Catholicism. Mm-hmm. You can look it up in 1999, October the 31st, they signed this declaration. See how they unify with that same organized religion that God, through the Reformation, pulled people out of into that justification part, and God pulled them into the sanctification part, and then into the 1900s, you see how God was restoring the glorification part of the Christian walk. And people, see, that's why you must be born again. Mm-hmm. If a person's not born again, these things are just words. They don't mean anything. But see, that's why your spirit, the flesh man, he perceives nothing. Mm-hmm. It's just a dead item, the flesh man. It's just a carnal, fleshly creature. But that's why the spirit, if that spirit is born again, that spirit, the Holy Spirit can then lead and guide you into all truth. And the truth will lead you right to where Brother Branham was that church age messenger. And then it continued with Brother Jackson. God always had a voice to speak through. And then when Brother Jackson passed on the scene, and it was such a turbulent time of turmoil that we went through, because, you know, the devil is right there. He is right there to destroy what God is doing. But if you're sober and you're vigilant and you're sensitive, then God can lead you on. And he led us on out of this confusion that was in the movement of Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson. One day I asked the Lord, why did you bring Sam and me together? Because ever since we came together, we have faced nothing but all kinds of persecution. And the Lord spoke to me. He said to preserve this truth. And that's another scripture that the Lord gave me. Continue thou in the things that you have been taught, and know who you have been taught them from. And that's all we're doing. We're continuing in the things that we've been taught, and we're presenting it to people. And that's why these things are living waters. They're that meet in due season what God has done, and to preserve it and to continue in the things and the ways of God.
That's why it's so important to listen to what the things that have been delivered to us over the years. The Lord, from time to time, He comes down and He delivers us these truths. He said that this is the revelation that God gave to Jesus, and then Jesus, He gives it to the angels, to the church, He delivered us here, and then that angel delivers it to Brother Branham. Mm-hmm. It's just a simple program, a foolproof system, right. And these donkeys out there that are looked up there and preach, and here it's nothing but tables of vomit. It's not fit for doctors because it's off the stream. It's not interconnected with the seventh star that Jesus has in His right hand, like He was saying. He is how I'm going to communicate with the human race throughout the grace age. There are seven church ages, and He's going to see to it that each church age has an angel, and that angel is going to find a trustworthy vessel that I can use to deliver that thing that that angel will produce. He will gift that angel, that Apostle Paul, a chosen vessel, and He's going to speak to his vocal cords. And then that age goes off the scene, and then along comes Irenaeus. And that angel, this is now the revelation that God gave to Jesus, the gift to the angel, the gift to Irenaeus. Mm-hmm. And that's the way the program will be going on throughout the grace age and here in these closing days of time. This is the revelation that God gave to the angel, and that God gave to Jesus, and Jesus gives it to the angel, and that angel gives it to the vocal cords of Brother Branham. It's just that simple. And then He gives it, He goes off the scene, because God knew it was going to be such a deceptive time that He could not afford to let a gap in between them. While Brother Branham was still here, God already had a chosen vessel to continue on with the program, and now it's not anymore Brother Branham. Now this is the revelation that God gave to Jesus, the gift to the angel, the gift to Raven and Jackson. That's mm-hmm. how the program works, and like we keep saying over and over again, God was looking for somebody that can trust, that's not going to buckle, that's not going to twist the scripture, that's going to continue on with the program. And then, like you were saying, He said, why did you put us together? Ever since you put us together, we've been nothing but terrorized, persecuted, falsely accused of everything under the sun. And He said, He told us to just simply write the heart from heaven to preserve this truth. That's all we're preserving the truth that's been given to Brother Branham and Brother Jacks. That's all the commission we have, to keep that thing alive. That's mm-hmm. why I keep, from time to time, the Lord would come down and He would do something for mm-hmm. the human race. And now here in these closing days, He did something for the Hutterite colony, for the Hutterite nation. He sent a man, He allowed that man to have an out-of-the-body experience back in the 1970s, and then He came back and He told them exactly that the Hutterite thing is nothing but first-class deception. Mm-hmm. You just got to believe what that man said when he had an out-of-the-body experience. And like I say, from time to time, the Lord would come and yank people into reality, and He went from college to college to give His testimony. I happened to hear Him, I happened to do something about it, and I happened to do the very thing that He wanted people to do. There's got to be something out there somewhere, and I went looking for it, and I found it right through the ministry of Brother Branham, and then through the ministry of Brother Jackson. Here the Lord found us faithful. Now all we're doing now, we're delivering the things that have been taught, that have been established, and He gives us the right, and He gives us commission to deliver that meat and due season, and to roll out that living water. And if, like I say, if you come and tap into this, you got to plug in here and believe this truth, and then you're going to do exactly what Daniel saw way back thousands of years ago. People that will hear on this, and you can take it, and you can Tell it to somebody else, you're going to shine like the stars forever and ever, because the only righteousness in the eyes of God is to believe the message for your day. Now, if you could take this message that you and I are putting out there for the whole world, if you can go and tell somebody, you're leading that man to the righteousness for you and our, for your day and hour, and you're going to do exactly what the scripture says, you're going to shine like the star forever and ever. Throughout eternity, it'll be a benefit to you, not only to you, you'll do something for your downline, for your whole family structure. You're going to shine like the stars forever and ever. We're the only people that'll give people hope. That thing out there they call church, it's not giving you nothing. The only thing it can do is the direct highway out to hell and death. And that's all that other right thing is about. It's nothing but a complete hijack system of Satanism. That's all it is at the end of the day. My brother, he told me one, I tried to witness to him. My brother John, oh, they're calling everybody's a Christian. All you got to do is go through that diabolical, satanic, deceptive water baptism, rigmarole, and then he thinks that you got that. Then you got the thing they tell you to convince you got eternal life. But it's a trap, because these young people, they want to get baptized, they want to get married, and the only way to get married in that compound is you gotta be baptized. So what the devil has that thing there, that phony, diabolical, artificial Satan, satanic water baptism, and thereby he lures him in to make a pact with the devil, and then once you make that pact with the devil, he takes you out to hell of that. That's the only thing that these Hutterite people have to look forward to. They're thousands from thousands out in hell because their leaders and those so-called preachers, they've led them that way, and they're convinced they're right. And they're just, like the Bible says, blind leading the blind. It's just that simple. And here the Lord has on you and I are to set the record straight, to bring it direct out from the scriptures, and to put it out for people. If they can only plug into this here truth, their cancer, yeah, that cancer will just disappear, just dissipate it. It's just the way it is. It's just the way that the Lord has set it up. If you can only get yourself to believe that this is death, and you'll have eternal life. You'll be at the marriage supper of the Lamb. Because here it is end time, the Lord is throwing all His mercy, all His grace together. All you got to do is believe the message for your day. I don't know how plain I can make it, because we've been honed out from before the foundation of the world. God has prepared us throughout our life, and like I say, He woke us up 6 o'clock in the morning. Try to saturate yourself with that word. And that's what we did from time to time. I didn't always wake up at 6 in the morning, but from time to time, the Lord would just keep at it. Now we make it a lifestyle. We can't wait to get up early in the morning before around 5 o'clock and just do out whatever the Lord has called us to do. Spend some time in prayer. Put these daily breads out there. That's exactly God's program for these closing days of time. And we're telling people 100% truth. Hear ye Him. That's what that God of heaven, when Jesus was baptized, like you were saying, He said, hear ye Him. And then before He goes off the scene, He said, I'm going to send these 7 angels, and they're going to be the messages to the churches and to church throughout the grave. Hear ye them. This is going to be eternal, that they believe on them whom I will send. Hear ye them. Well, we heard Brother Branham. He was the messenger to the church, and we heard them. Then he goes on with Brother Jack. We heard him. Then he uses you and I after we've been tested and tried and we found faithful. Hear ye them. It's all part of the program. Just one long, big stream, and we just happen to plug in to that stream, and we in that stream is healing. It's everything that a person needs to continue on with the program, so he'll end up at the marriage supper of the Lamb. I don't know how simple it could put it, because in God, everything is simple, and there's no confusion in this here picture. You can take it to the bank. You can trust the Spirit of God. You can trust what Jesus has been doing. It's all about Jesus. At the end of the day, He runs this here show. Just that simple. Just because it happens to be you and I, that doesn't mean it's obsolete. He's got to find somebody, and He found you and I faithful. We gladly do that. That's our way of life, you know. That's just the way it is.
Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you, Lord, and give you thanks, Lord, for giving us a picture, Lord, of what you've done in the last 2,000 years, Lord, so we can present a picture to people, Lord, and know what you've done, Lord, that you have restored all these truths that the Catholic Church took out, Lord, that with deception, Lord, and that deception and that Antichrist spirit is still working today, Lord, and we just want to speak on it and keep it alive, Lord, so that people can know glorious things that you've done and they can be partakers if they can only believe what you are doing in this hour, Lord. We just want to give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.